Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio, and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another delicious Saturday afternoon. You have arrived to the most delicious hour on radio. This is Matt Russell, your host of On the Menu Live. Thank you so much for tuning in every Saturday at 5. We are broadcasting live from the epicenter of deliciousness right here in the foothills. Welcome to Humble Pie, up at the Lot and Katana Shopping Center on Skyline and Campbell. It's Humble Pie, pizza, wine, spirits. We got happy hour going up until 6 o'clock. We are basking in the majesty of the Catalina foothills. And speaking of basking in the majesty, you know, we always take our celebrity co-host decisions very seriously. And as I said, Humble Pie is about pizza, wine, and spirits. And because the word spirits is in the official name of the restaurant, I introduce to you our celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie, public relations maven, concert crusader, and rum rooter extraordinaire, John Farlow is in the house.
Thank you. Always glad to be here. I am so happy with the bio that you've changed. I love it. I love Rum Rooter. I love everything about it.
I mean, you are our resident rum authority, and wherever you are, rum is.
Praise. Well, that's very true.
Seriously. Very true. I mean, I have learned a lot about the nectar of the gods from you. And speaking of rum, what a coincidence. There are rums in front of us, John.
There
Carlo.
Are rums in front of
so
us.
So how shall we say, is there a salutation? Is there a toast? Is there a cheer?
I think it's just cheers.
It's just cheers. Yeah. All right. Great to see you, yeah. John.
Maybe we could do a pirate thing.
Rum is good. Got some great rums here at Humble Pie. Okay, so we talked about Rum Rooter. We talked about Concert Crusader. We talked about beaches and blenders and bathing suits.
My favorite things. Having pizza, so I mean that's...
We're going to be out some killer pizza.
I love it up here, by the way. I've been sitting here waiting for the show to start and watching things come out of the kitchen, and I'm just like
so
picking apart all the things that I'm going to be eating later on.
So. Humble Pie is a great place for a great pizza. Now, before we get into what's been keeping you busy lately, your first post on Facebook this morning was Jim or Bloody's, the struggle is real. So inquiring minds want to know, what was the decision, John?
The Bloody's won.
The Bloody's beat
Bloody's
the Jim.
The Bloody's won.
Unbelievable.
Said, she goes, do both so you can have more of the Bloody's. And I'm like,
I love her.
No.
You know, she's always... but it didn't work out that
way.
Okay, so I can't keep up with you, John Farlow. I've seen Mexico. I've seen Vegas. I've seen beaches. I've heard blenders. What have you been doing the last couple of weeks?
It has been crazy. I actually even got a cooler that has a blender built into it.
Of course you do.
So I don't even have to waste time going to a blender or anything like that. It has a battery pack.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I swear. It has that. It was one of those like Kickstarter things, and it actually has a blender built in. You put the ice in. It's got bottle openers and all sorts of
gadgets. Yes.
It's got built-in speakers.
If my wife was listening, I would say
she's a Christmas present right now.
Oh, she really? Her, so.
That is the one guy. So we just got back from Vegas at the ACMs. And just had a blast. I mean, you know, I can't do three-day festivals anymore, I decided, though. Especially in Vegas. I mean, because you want to stay out till, you know, 2-3, and then getting up to go to a concert starting at noon really just kind of sucks.
Now, when you say ACMs now, did you go to Vegas while the ACMs were happening, or did you actually get a ticket in?
So we did not go to the actual awards. We went. They have a big festival.
But that's why you go anyway.
Well,
to the festival. Yeah.
So the festival is really the big thing. And, I mean, we saw, you know, Kenny Chesney and Dierks Bentley and Carrie Underwood.
Awesome.
And just a ton of people. Chris Stapleton. So, I mean, I got to see a lot of artists that I'd never seen before. And, yeah, it was awesome. We're kind of in concert season right now. I'm supposed to go see Elvis Costello tonight.
Now,
I go all the time, but this is when people really start touring.
Let me say, some of our FM listeners might not know you yet.
And that's true.
And my condolences.
You know what, every time.
How many concerts have you been to in your lifetime?
Oh, gosh.
Conservatively? I remember what you said last year.
I want to say it's got to be... Well, it's over 1,500.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's probably up around 2,000.
2,000.
Yeah.
And he says we're in concert season now.
But, I mean, I've been doing it for a long, long time.
Right.
I'm just a junkie. I mean, as it is right now, I'm supposed to go see Elvis Costello tonight. I decided to call that one off.
Right.
And I mean, we've got, I probably got four concerts in the next 4 weeks that I like major concerts. So
hashtag jealous. Least,
there you go. So
a crazy cocktail on the strip. Was there just one kind of mind blowing cocktail?
Well,
you had there?
So it's really funny when we go to Vegas. Everybody's like, oh, you should go to these places. We always end up at the same sandwich shop. We end up at the same pizza place. We end up at the Gabby Monami in Paris because we just love it. They have the best martini.
I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, it's the best. It's the best vodka
martini. You can see the water
across
the street.
You can see the fountains across the street. We always stay at Planet Hollywood, so it's a great, I mean, it's blue cheese stuffed olives and the whole bit. So it's the way it should be. And plus they make a really good duck. But we end up at the same exact places all the time. And Cabo Wabo.
Tried and true, man.
So Cabo Wabo makes a killer Bloody Mary, I found out. So.
All right, good. Yeah. So you sucked as much out of Vegas as you
possibly
could.
Yeah, we try to bleed it dry every, the only thing they take from us is all our money, so.
And if you had any money left, you actually spent some time south of the border.
We did. We're actually, like I always say, you know, my second home is a third world cantina. And, we decided that we're going to take the plunge and spend some long time down in Rocky Point and just love it down there. Man.
Puerto Peñasco.
Oh man.
It's such a quick drive. Now, can you imagine, that there will be one day where you can get on an airplane at TIA? And fly.
It's
going to
happen. It's going to happen pretty quick. In fact, you can right now from, I think Phoenix, but it's an expensive flight. I can spend $50 in gas, right?
Now let me ask you this: when you and your lovely bride are south of the border and you're just rolling around in the sand in Rocky Point, and I know you roll around in the sand,
of course,
because I've seen videos. Let me ask you this: do you go to
tequila?
She
wasn't supposed to post those, by the way.
Do you go to tequila as a rule? Do you stay with rum? Do you say?
Oh, that's a good question.
There's no protocol at all.
So rum is harder to get there. So yes, I definitely go to tequila. There's a tequila factory down there that they actually bottle it up.
I love it there.
We buy there. I usually go to like a Tecate Light. I mean, I switch to beer.
That's so funny. It's exactly what I do.
I switch to beer.
Get them in the big plastic grocery bag.
Yes.
Shovel some ice on there.
Yep.
You're good for the weekend.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
So we love some great tequilas down there. I love where tequila has come as a spirit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, back when you and I were in high school, and yes, we graduated high school together.
We did.
You know,
I think that was actually my last time on the show. I was thinking back to where my last time was, and I think it was.
Oh, that's crazy. That was July.
I think it was. Yeah. Our reunion.
Our 30th high school reunion.
Yeah. Well, and then you had to change stations and get a whole new fan base because of that show alone. So,
well,
I'm glad you're on FM.
KQTH will continue to have us. Now, for anybody that might not be following you online, on Twitter, on Instagram, what is your brand? How can people learn what your next concert is? What your next cocktail is?
I'm easy to find on Facebook. It's just John Farlow. I'm on Twitter is at The Real Farlow.
The Real Farlow.
Yeah. Well, because the way that came about is Shaq had the Real Shaq because somebody had taken his name. Well, somebody had taken it. There's a department store in London that's called Farlow's, and they had stolen my Twitter handle before I ever got it. So so I had to go with The Real Farlow.
Well, you can find John Farlow online at The Real Farlow, F-A-R-L-O-W, and follow all of his adventures. He's a fun guy. Anyway, John, thanks for hanging out with us for the
show. Absolutely.
We're going to have some great cocktails and some great pizza and some great conversations in this live broadcast from Humble Pie in the La Encantada Shopping Center on Skyline and Campbell. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, John, we're going to be talking to Jeremy Hildebrand of Sentinel Peak Brewing Company.
One of my favorite places.
He's going to be talking about the Baja Beer Festival that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back. You're dialed into the right location.
Hey, fellow foodies. It's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Humble Pie. Pizza, wine, spirits, La and Cantata.
I've been watching what's coming out of the kitchen. There's nothing humble about this place.
Yes, so, seriously. Yeah. John Farlow is steering the ship with
salivating.
Us.
Salivating.
Before we go to our next guest, I see some celebrities in the house. I see my good friend Vincent Mass from Roadhouse Cinemas is over here. We've got Donnie and Lorna, radio show groupies here. We got Jim and Tara here. They're hanging out. You know, wherever you are, John, the celebrities follow.
No, I think it's you, Matt. I think it's you. I think they come for you. I just happen to be the color person here.
Well, so. You know, this is one of the great places here in Southern Arizona where people come for a fine craft beer. And there's a guy on the phone with us right now who knows a little something or two about the craft of beer. And he's going to be helping us to understand what we need to know about the upcoming Baja Beer Fest from Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, our brethren in beer, Jeremy Hildebrand. Jeremy, how you doing? Oh, he dropped. He dropped. Okay, Chuck
he had
told
to go
us
pour a pint, so.
he's gonna be calling right back. But anyway, the Baja Beer Festival.
Well, you know, the first time I ever had Sentinel Peak, I think, was at the first Bacon Fest. So that was the first time that I ever tasted their beer.
You and I both.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Jeremy was on the show about 3 years ago when we did the Spring Fest. Oh, he's back on with us right
hey,
now.
Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy Hildebrand. Jeremy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Sorry about that. How's it going today?
It's going great, man. We got a full house here at Humble Pie. We're having some great craft brews. We're about ready to sink our teeth into some craveable pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Wish you were here, Jeremy.
I know. I wish I was, too. It sounds like a fantastic afternoon. What a beautiful day.
I tell you what.
It's awesome.
Absolutely gorgeous. But anyway, you and the fine people from the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild are helping to put on the Baja Beer Festival on April 23rd at Rito Park. Now, Jeremy, there's a lot of beer festivals all over the Grand Canyon State. I can't get to every single one of them. What is it about the Baja Beer Festival that our listeners need to know to make sure that they don't miss it?
You know, there's a couple of things about it that make it really special. First of all, it's local. It's right here in Tucson. There's going to be the majority of the breweries that are going to be participating are from Arizona, so you don't have to travel anywhere. They're all coming to you. But really the most special thing about it is it's sort of a pro-am collaboration beer fest between commercial breweries and home brewing firefighters, which is totally unique pretty much anywhere.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand what you're saying, Jeremy. So there's a pro-am competition at the festival where amateur brewer professional firefighters are teaming up with professional brewer and amateur firefighters.
I thought they just did chili. That's all.
I mean, do the firefighters know what they're doing when it comes to brewing beer?
Oh, my gosh. They know exactly what they're doing. And speaking as a firefighter myself, I can tell you that we know how to brew beer just as much as we know how to fight fires. And that's what makes it so great.
How many brewers are actually going to be in attendance over there at the festival on April the 23rd?
There's going to be around 40 brewers as far as breweries. Home brewers, I'm not sure of that particular numbers, but they're saying that there's going to be over 200 beer choices for people to select from.
Wow. Over 200
brewers.
Beers, John Farlow.
Oh, yeah.
I just need a punch card. Okay, so 200 beers. The event is all about local, and I love, Jeremy, the spirit of this event because, you know, there are some festivals, and I'm not going to knock anybody around. There's some festivals that come into town, and they do this big beer festival, and 80% of the money raised goes to, like, you know, Topeka or California.
Yep.
The money that is raised at this event on April 23rd is actually going to support Arizona charities, right?
That's right. The proceeds from this are going to go to support the Northwest Firefighter Charities, as well as the charities supported by the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild, which is fantastic. Everything stays local in Tucson and in Arizona. And, you know, everybody's really excited about this event. It was the first event that I participated in as a brewer, and so it has something, you know, it's something really close to my heart, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited.
There's been a lot of buzz online about it. I mean, I've had people hit me out of the just out of left field going, are you going to this and stuff? So there's a lot of folks that are looking forward to this. And
it is going to be a lot of fun. And the Rito Park there, the racetrack area, what a great venue for this common event. So I would imagine, Jeremy, with 200 beers and darn near 50 brewers and firefighters and brewers getting together, raising money for charity. I mean, tickets right now, what are they, like $100, $200? How much are tickets?
Not even that. Put a big X between that. You know, you think it's going to be this? No, it's less than that. You think it's going to be this? No, it's less than that. Right now, you can buy the tickets online, and they're right around $30 or so, maybe, and I think they're $40 at the door. Now, there are VIP tickets, which will allow you to get in, which are a little bit more expensive, and you can have a little bit longer of an experience. But there are pre-events to this as well, where tickets are being sold for $15 off. In fact, I think tonight there's one going on at Thunder Canyon Brewery. I know we're having one at Sentinel Peak next week. So make sure you follow BajaBeerFestival.com to either buy your tickets or find out where the events are going to be. They're very active on Facebook and on Twitter. So that's where you want to get your instant information about where you can get tickets on sale before you get to the door and they're $40.
Great idea. So you got some great food vendors. You've got this pro-am competition. You got music. You got all these brewers. Again, BajaBeerFestival.com. Get your tickets now before it sells out. And this is one of those events, John, that is going to sell out.
Oh, yeah.
So do it now.
Absolutely.
Jeremy, we got about another minute remaining. Get us caught up on what's happening over at Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, Tucson's only Midtown brewery. What's happening over at your shop?
You know, it's a really exciting time for us. We finally finished our patio. We've got great mountain views. We finished the expansion, so there's really double the seating that there used to be at this time last year. We've got 9 craft beers on tap. We're bringing in guest beers from local breweries, and we're also really excited because we're expanding the menu to include flatbread pizza as well as cocktails. So we're really doing a lot of things to keep Tucson happy, and we're just so glad to be a part of this community and a part of the event to raise some money for charity.
And remind everybody exactly where Sentinel Peak is, Jeremy.
We're at 4746 East Grant Road on the southeast corner of Grant and Swan, right next to the Trader Joe's.
Okay. Anyway, Jeremy Hildebrand, the time goes by so fast when you're drinking beer and having fun. But thank you so much for all that you and your firefighting crew over there at Sentinel Peak do, not only libate us with love and intention, but what you do from a community support perspective in fighting fires and never backing down to a challenge. First responders extraordinaire. Our hat is off to you, Jeremy, and your entire team, and I look forward to seeing you on April the 23rd.
All right, take care, buddy. Good talking to you. Thanks for the time.
Right on. Jeremy Hildebrand from Sentinel Peak Brewing Company. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, he's here, fellow foodies, the owner of Humble Pie, and our own Spartan in residence, Tom Kaufman from Humble Pie, is coming up next. You don't want to miss one delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite.
and Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from a Humble Pie and Lawn Quintana Shopping Center, Skyline and Campbell. Yes, we are in fact still in the middle of a happy hour. And wherever a happy hour is, John Farlow is,
be there.
Our celebrity co-host, making his way through that rum cocktail like a madman.
There you go. Although Tom came over with his glass of wine and started swirling it. And I'm not a wine guy, but it smells so good.
I tell you what, was it the wine or Tom that smells
well,
good?
Well, yeah. Maybe that. I don't know.
And I love it when he swirls. Okay. Our audience, our next guest is no stranger to our audience because, wherever he rolls, people are having a great time. There's a party atmosphere. Yep, we're having great wines, great cocktails, great pizzas. And here he is in person, in the flesh, in real life, the owner of Humble Pie. And as I said, our Spartan in residence, our good friend Tom Kaufman.
I'm a Spartan. No
What's
question.
What's happening, brother? Now, how'd the Spartans do in the tournament this year?
Really? I was going to thank you for coming here. I was going to thank you for coming here and helping us out here at Humble Pie, and then you bring up a first-round loss.
Oh.
A 15 seed.
No.
Really? I don't think they missed a shot in the second half.
Okay. All right. Anyway, listen, last time we caught up with you, Tom, we were basically right down there at the living room.
Yep.
Another one of your great concepts. We're just sort of lounging out and having some great wine, some great small plates in this great living room atmosphere, and you said, oh, you know what? We're also doing this super
doing
cool
pizza.
Thing called Humble Pie,
wood-fired
deliciousness. And I said, well, gotta have Tom back on. Seriously. So here we are at Humble Pie, pizza, wine, spirits.
Yes.
Humble Pie. So of all the names in the world, you're going to have this great idea for a great sort of craft pizza joint.
Yep.
And you're going to call it anything you want. Kaufman's didn't have a ring to it, I guess.
Yeah.
What the heck is Humble Pie all about, Tom?
Well, or get in here and eat and spend money. I think that was taken. No, nowadays everything's taken. You know, I mean, all the cool names are gone. So,
To Google.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
Exactly.
So there's a great pizza book called, not the movie, but a pizza book called American Pie. Okay. And so we started listing a bunch of names and, one of them was Humble Pie and I loved it immediately.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. My partners hated it. Okay. Like I was the only one in the room that raised my hand. So they went so far as to research the origin of the phrase humble pie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out, it comes from the word umble, without the H, U-M-B-L-E. And umble is the parts of the animal, pig or cow or whatever the animal is, that, is filters, pumps, and organs, okay? All the good stuff that the aristocracy didn't want.
Right.
Okay, and then, the landowners got this, and then the people, the workers, got the umble. So an aristocrat to another aristocrat, hey, I'm going to make you eat humble pie.
I love that.
And somehow it got to be an H added to it. So that's, I thought it was a cool origin, okay? And then, what else? Oh, it wasn't taken.
Okay. I love that. Now, were you going to invoke your 51% if your partners were going to be stubborn? I mean, how does that work?
You're starting a concept. You have zero confidence, okay? You think, the end is near. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Right.
So, of course, I'm listening to everybody, but it just felt good.
Right.
And, I mean, humility and, humble. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
It's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way like this place.
Seriously. So you've got this
well,
great
like the
concept.
Gentleman to my left. It's hard to be humble.
Well, this entire concept is sort of anchored on this wood-fired experience. When it comes to pizza, you say wood fire makes the great pie.
Absolutely.
And so when you walk in, you actually see a real wood burning oven.
Yep. And it's atmosphere too. I mean, you walk in and you just feel a little homier. Kind of feel like, in wintertime, kind of that ski, Like after a lodge ski, kind of a lodge thing. Lodge. Exactly.
Yeah, right on, John.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in the lodge. I never spent any time on the slopes, but the lodge is where
that's
I hang
kind
out.
Of ski. So,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're actually going to be talking to Director of Research and Development, the Honorable Tony Eden here.
Really?
In a little bit. We're going to be, yes. Yeah,
he
that's
has
the title you gave him, Tom.
Because I just, it starts with a B and it sounds like itch. That's what he is to me. I didn't know he had a title.
Look at him now, he's blushing. He looks like the Zinfandel that you appear to be drinking right now. All right, now, so Tom Coffin, our listeners want to know, you've got some great pies here on the menu. And again, Tony's going to walk us through the menu.
Yes.
But if you're, and I know this is like the most difficult question to answer, but one pizza, one pie on the Humble Pie menu.
The egg pizza.
So right away.
The egg pizza, without question.
The egg pizza. Okay, so why?
Yeah,
what is it about the egg pizza?
You know, it's runny. It's, first of all, it's a little edgy. All right. I mean, you know, it's not like pepperoni or sausage yada, yada.
Yeah, got a little attitude.
A little attitude. And, I don't know. It tastes good. It's got an egg. It's like a breakfast sandwich on a pizza.
I've always wanted. I've always eaten pizza for breakfast.
Runny.
Now I actually have one.
I mean, Italians put egg. They put eggs on everything.
On everything.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Now, when you come to Humble Pie, I love the fact that you've got spirits as part of the anchor experience. Because if anyone's going to pair a cocktail with a pizza, it's John Farley.
Oh, absolutely.
But you've got some great wines
sure,
here. Now, what's the perfect pairing libation-wise when it comes to that egg pizza? Are you going to go wine, as Tom Kaufman always does?
Yeah.
Or are you going to go cocktail?
You know, I could be safe and say, you know,
or you
it's the wine. It's the wine you like. I mean, really, that food pairing thing is a little overdone.
I hear you.
But I would do a Zinfandel.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's kind of the Dago red. You think of those Sonoma County, you know, Italian families producing the, you know, it kind of go high acidity.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can cut through, you know, pepperoni or I don't know. That's what I do.
I love it.
And the price point is friendly and kind of like a pizza place. I mean, you're not going to order this. Yeah. You know,
we like friendly price points.
Yeah.
We certainly do. So let me, I don't want you to go away because we're edging up against another commercial break, but we're going to figure out a way to make all this happen. So we're all on the radio at the same time, which means that our engineer is going to have to dutifully remove her headset at some point here after the next break. But anyway, I want to thank you for letting us party with you for a while. And we're going to hang out with you for the rest of the show.
I do the thanking here, man. Really. No, thank you for coming.
Quick commercial break. Quick commercial break. Hang out with us for a bit. We'll be right back, fellow foodies. And welcome back. Yeah, you only wish, fellow foodies, you were having as much fun as we are. But you can. You don't miss out. Come on up to this live broadcast at Humble Pie, La and Kenna and Tana
Johnny Center. Happy hour until 6.
Happy hour is going all the way up until 6 o'clock. But as Kenny Chesney says, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Absolutely.
The party continues well into the night. Again, La and Cantata Shopping Center, Skyline.
You
and
do
Campbell.
Have to wear shoes and a shirt here, I believe.
You do. Up until maybe 10 minutes before they kick you out. But anyway.
Whenever Tom says you can remove the shirt,
we're talking to John Farlow, our celebrity co-host, The Real Farlow, on Twitter and Instagram. Before we get into the meat of the discussion, I have to tip my hat to all of the great sponsors that make the show possible. Fellow foodies, this show could not be possible without the love and the support of our sponsors, Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Gourmet Air, Jerry's Cigars, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, Tucson Originals, and Russell Public Communications. Big round of applause for all of our sponsors. And speaking of applause, we are back here with the owner extraordinaire of Humble Pie and the guy behind the great living room concept, Living Room Wine Lounge, right here at La Cantata as well, Tom Coffin. Having a great time with you, man.
Man, it is so much fun. Thank you.
Every time Tom Coffin comes on, it needs to be a two-hour show, John.
Exactly.
Seriously.
we'll do what we do, my wife and I do on Sundays. We'll go to Living Room. We'll do the mimosa thing, and then we'll come up here. So we just kind of do a tour of
exactly.
I love what you're doing with La Cantata. I mean, this is really cool stuff.
You found the right spot.
Yep.
Kaufman Circuit Tour.
It is. Stop it is. You can
stop.
But anyway.
Time out.
No,
right there.
I asked you a question, John, but you were mid-bite, and I have to express our love for our dear friend Lorna, another Saguaro High School class of 1985. We got him in the house today. She brought us some bites.
Yeah,
we got looks like
oh
we got some
gosh,
sort of
so good.
Like fried cheese or something.
It is. Explain it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the guy who's going to walk us through what John is eating, and remember, this is my show, John, so I do the eating on this program, is the Director of Research and Development for Humble Pie Pizza, Wine, and Spirits. Another very good friend of On the Menu Live, Tony Eden, is in the house!
Yeah.
Let me just first of all say thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us. I mean, you roll out the red carpet for us, you make it humble for everybody. And what are we eating right here, Tony?
Right here is our house-made mozzarella, fried mozzarella.
House-made mozzarella.
It is
so
amazing.
We take 25-pound blocks. blocks of curd and make fresh mozzarella every single day. Oh. And these are hand-breaded with
seasoned and breaded breadcrumbs. It is the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that dipping sauce is a little bit, it's our pizza sauce, so it's got a little bit of, you know, fresh garlic in there, basil, just really great stuff in there.
Now, let me ask you this. House-made mozz.
Yes.
That's a lot of work, Tony.
It's not as much work as you think. Don't you just go buy your mozzarella? You start with a quality curd, and then the work is done there, because really you're just heating it up, removing the whey, and you're making fresh mozzarella balls.
Listen to this. Yeah. Quality curds. We don't settle for anything less than quality curds, Tony Eden.
Absolutely.
And when you heat the whey, beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for having us here.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking to Tom. He said his favorite pizza on this menu, and when I asked the question, I looked back at sort of the back of the house, and all the chefs started quivering and sweating. What's he going to say?
Yeah.
I mean, we work so hard here. What's the boss like? He said the egg pizza.
Well, he might storm out if it doesn't come out
perfect. And I've seen him storm. Yeah. Not pretty. But the egg pizza is his favorite. He likes it with his Zinfandel. Now, Tom, when the pizza comes to the table, is the egg intact? And do you get to play with it a little bit and let the yolk cascade over the rest of the pie?
Absolutely.
Oh. It's an interactive experience.
Sunny side up, and you just run that baby and get all that action going.
I love the passion behind the running
seriously.
Of the egg.
Get your fork out.
Just stab the middle.
Yeah. And just let it go down easy.
Yep.
Yeah, baby.
Over easy.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we talked about the egg pizza. So people come to Humble Pie. Obviously, the pizza is the anchor experience. Now, do you have, like, signature pies on the menu? Is there a build-your-own component? Walk our listeners through exactly what the experience is like.
You can absolutely build your own pizza. We don't want to stop you from doing it. But, I mean, we offer 20 specialty pizza selections. And they're not all with red sauce. I mean, you can do a shrimp pizza. You can do an organic local vegetable pizza. You can do, obviously, a pepperoni. You can do a sausage pizza, which is actually made here in Arizona, which is great quality sausage.
Okay, so you're on this kind of this local train here.
Yeah,
great,
yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Local beer, local sausage. You know, make the cheese in-house, make the dough in-house, make the sauce in-house. I mean, it's
beer, cheese, sausage, and dough, John.
Yeah. Pretty much everything.
Four basic food groups here at Humble Pie.
Yeah.
And Tony,
don't forget the spirits.
Don't forget the spirits, exactly.
Yeah.
So you said you've got some pizzas with sauce and pizzas without sauce. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the menu, do you have them sort of categorized?
Yep.
If you're not, like if there's a tomato allergy or issue, you can go right to a part of the menu?
Absolutely. So they're separated on two separate pages. One says white. Obviously, that means without sauce. The other page is red. So they're all listed in the
Make it
category.
Easy.
It's like a wine list.
Yeah, perfect. Exactly.
Yeah, and that's the next page.
your menu has pages.
There are pages at the Humble Pie menu.
But
we want to make it as easy as possible. Our servers are friendly. You always ask them. My favorite question is, like, hey, have you guys been with us before? And most of the time in Tucson, they say no. So I walk them through the menu, and I always suggest things. And that's what I try and teach our servers, because it's so important. I want people to say what you like to eat.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's the best recipe.
So you really interact with them, engage with them in what they like.
Absolutely.
Now, you say, especially when they're in Tucson, this is the Humble Pie concept here in the Old Pueblo. But Humble Pie is not new to the Arizona landscape.
Not at all.
You've got, of course, an Arizona company.
Yep.
Local Arizona,
which
is what we like.
We all live here. We're very close. And it's just it's very important to us that we came down here and did it right.
And if you're up in Maricopa County, you're not too far from Humble Pie, no matter where you are.
No, not at all.
How many locations you got up there?
We have 9 total locations. We have 6.
9.
Yeah.
Wow. So no matter where you are.
Yeah, 7 streetside locations. And then if you really, really miss us, you can always catch us before you fly out of town at Sky Harbor Airport.
Oh, well done, guys.
Nice.
The old Sky Harbor contract.
Yeah,
I remember when Ray Flores opened up a Cervezas at Sky Harbor, and he was the only guy that served beer in Terminal B.
That's right.
And
I've spent plenty of time in that terminal.
He was like batting people away.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Sky Harbor, great.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. We talked about wood fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say wood fired, this isn't an oven with some manufactured logs that you buy at Costco with these glistening embers made out of plastic
and
sequins. There's real fire.
Yep.
The embers are really glowing at Humble Pie.
Yep.
So, again, that takes time, effort, and energy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, really great contact.
Is real wood fired pizza worth that effort?
It is worth it. Absolutely. So when you get the embers down to a certain point, you'll see the smoke kind of rotating over the dome oven, and it actually blisters the crust as it rises.
Jeez.
A string crust.
Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, Tom's even amazed by Tony's.
Where's this guy been all my life?
Where did you find this guy?
What rock did he just crawl under? I've never heard this before.
Smoking the blisters for crying out
loud.
You
ever see the new ads coming out?
I'm tearing up. I'm tearing up right now. Okay?
So we talk a lot about smoke and a lot about wood on this show. Uh-huh. You know, we're big crap barbecue folks on this show. Yeah. So here comes the question, Tony Eden. When it comes to wood, now you've got a landscape of woods to choose from when you're firing a pie.
Uh-huh.
Each wood bringing its own different subtle flavor profile.
Yep.
When it comes to a wood, what is the go-to wood to fire the pies here at Humble Pie?
Southern Arizona, it's pecan.
Pecan.
Wow.
Okay.
We are actually running 100% pecan. In Phoenix, we don't get a steady flow of pecan wood. In Maricopa, so in Pima County, we get 100% pecan, which
and
is actually better.
You never think about the wood in the pizza being local.
Seriously.
Local
farms, local dairy, local wood.
Yeah.
And there's another hashtag for the show. Local wood.
Yeah.
Don't
do it. We might get in trouble with that one.
Yeah. Really?
Pecan. Use what's in abundance, right? Uh-huh. I mean, we are surrounded by the pecan wood here. I love pecan because it's versatility.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going to use a bigger, deeper, darker wood, it's going to do different things to the dough. It's going to do different things to the pizza. Pecan is reliable.
Uh-huh.
Pecan is our friend.
Yeah.
So it was a wise move to go with pecan on these pies.
Yeah.
Now, how hot is that oven, Tony?
Well, we cook our pizzas anywhere from 650 to 700 degrees.
Okay, so that's a hot oven.
Yes.
Okay, so how long does it take? So once you have the masterpiece of the pie put together to Tom Kaufman's intense credentials, so he can stab that egg in the heart, how long does that pizza take in the oven?
If you really want to fire pizza quick, you can cook a pizza in a minute.
Wow.
You put it to the back of the oven, you just let it sit there, and you rotate it once, and it's done. Oh.
Okay, a minute.
A minute.
A minute will produce the blistering that you talked about?
Absolutely.
In a 700-some-odd degree oven?
Well, normally we cook our pizzas, it takes about 3.5 minutes to 4 minutes. But that's because the pizza oven's full of pizzas.
Constantly.
Yeah.
You know, I gotcha.
You can have 15 pizzas in there once.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to be having some pizza
here
in a few minutes. But at Humble Pie, again, pizza is sort of the epicenter of the experience. But Tony Eden says, for those people that might want to come and experiment with things other than pizza on the menu, there actually is kind of a range of things for folks to try.
Absolutely. If you're not a big pizza fan, we have pastas, we have salads, we have burgers.
Well, let me assure you, before you go on, if you're not a pizza fan, you're not listening to this show. So carry on, Tony Eden.
No,
but my wife does love the salads here, by the way. So.
My absolute favorite is the veggie salad. I mean, it's so fresh. I mean, we do tomatoes and green beans and little kidney beans and radicchio, romaine, basil, fresh mozzarella with an Italian herb vinaigrette. And it's just phenomenal and clean and crisp, and it goes perfect before you have
baby.
Any one of our items. Sometimes we just brought this salad over here right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Too bad this isn't a TV show.
Kidding. Well, you know, we should remind our online listeners, all of these photos are going to be up on our Facebook page. And if you're not following On the Menu Live on Facebook, if you haven't liked On the Menu Live on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, please do that now for the benefit of all humanity. On the Menu Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, yes, we're going to be taking photos of all of these gorgeous pictures, including, what a coincidence, John Farlow, the egg pizza
just showed up.
And might I say that the egg that Tom Kaufman described to us is exactly
that is a perfectly cooked
what has
egg.
Been delivered to us right here. So
now,
that is gorgeous.
Does the egg cook on the pizza, or
no?
You cook it separately, and then that's what it looks like. Yeah,
you could cook the egg right on there, but we just...
No, I like the way this is cooked. I mean,
it makes it easier to break it up into segments.
I do want to remind all of our listeners that Tom Kaufman and Tony Eden, in their wisdom, are going to be giving one of you the opportunity to come in and try Humble Pie for yourself on them if you were the first person to get to us with the right answer to the trivia question. And I'm going to give you a little tease beforehand, because I hear from a lot of our listeners, don't tell me the email address right before you read the question, because everybody else has it all dialed in. So I'm going to tell you the email address right now. It's very easy. It's onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be doing a trivia question. Again, the first person that sends us an email with the right answer is going to receive a Humble Pie gift certificate to experience for yourself. Now, Tony, before we dig into your deliciousness, now let me ask you, when was the last time you had your deliciousness dug into?
Earlier today.
Thank you for your honesty. Hashtag liar. But anyway, hours
hashtag
of
liar. That's good.
Hours of operation. So people can come here. Obviously, we are broadcasting live in the middle of a great happy hour. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some great dinner here. But what are the hours of operation? Are you kind of a lunch place as well?
Yes, absolutely. We open at 11 a.m. every single day, and we close at 10 p.m. Sundays we close at 9.
Okay. Now, what if John Farlow were here at 8:45 on a Sunday?
We would absolutely serve him.
Okay, good. Good answer.
There you go. Yeah. Good answer.
And then you better...
Although I would be here much earlier. Right? Let's
yeah, what about who's kidding? Yeah. Oh.
And living room stays open a little bit later, so we
exactly.
Just
go
down
there.
That's a great idea.
Just roll on down the staircase.
I head down to the DJ down there
okay,
on
so
Saturday night.
You can come here and get the Kaufman fix.
Yep.
And then, you know, just feast on some great za and some great cocktails. And some great wine, as he talked about, some great local brews, and then sort of saunter. John, you said Tom swirls when he walks. We can swirl our way down to the living room and just kind of make a late night experience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
What time is living room open till?
They stay open till midnight most nights.
Till midnight.
Wow. Or even later on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah, you guys have a DJ on the weekends, right?
Yes, yeah. And live music during the day on brunch.
That's
so
right.
Saturdays
That's
and
right.
Sundays we have a live musician.
Okay, so it's killing me.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean you have presented with great intention some samples of what this humble pie experience is like. Now we talked about the egg pizza. You sort of teased us a bit with the shrimp pizza. There's this gorgeous monstrosity of a salad, mm-hmm. The likes of which I've never seen before. I mean, you almost need a ladder to ascend the damn thing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But anyway, where should we begin the tasting, Tony?
Let's start with the egg.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So first, you got to...
I'm going to let you swirl it.
I'm
going to let you swirl
this will be my first egg swirling experience.
Yes, well,
and I have Tom Kaufman and Tony Eden at my side.
So some
Tom
people,
can walk you
okay,
it.
Is there a protocol, Tony?
Some people use a fork. I prefer the knife.
All right.
Because you break it right in the center and then you just smear it across.
Okay. I want to just jiggle a little bit, right?
You can jiggle it.
This is how I test.
Yeah.
So I'm jiggling the plate,
yeah.
And the yolk is dancing. Mm-hmm. It's undulating almost. You know, the egg's undulated on both sides.
Undulating.
Now,
yolk.
Should I just stab it down the middle or should I lightly...
Tom is nodding
it.
Yes.
Tear
yes.
Tom's like,
yes.
He's Tom's like stab give it. Give me a piece of pizza for right out.
Shut up.
All right, look at that. Look at that. Okay.
Oh,
so now I'm painting the rest of the beautifully, you know, crisp egg white there.
Uh-huh.
And then what else is on this gorgeous pie?
Okay, so we have speck, which is actually smoked prosciutto. We have smoked mozzarella. And then obviously the fried egg on top. So it's very simple, but the flavors are amazing.
Yeah, it's just simple, he says. Speck and house-made mozzarella and house-smoked this.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Okay. But you know
local
what?
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking, Russell.
Keep
I mean,
talking.
So the first thing we do, Tony and Tom, when we pull up a pizza right yeah. to our face, the crust and the dough, you know, it really is to me, it's the first thing that I look at. It's the first mm-hmm. thing I feel. So you've got this gorgeous char. So you talked yeah. about the blistering.
Uh-huh.
That sort of leads its way to this nice char. There's some blackening
That's fine, huh?
on that edge of that char.
Yeah.
But you've really kind of kept this buoyancy to the inside of the of yep. the crust because you want differences in texture.
Absolutely.
I'm going in, John.
I've already gone in.
Okay.
The crust is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'd like to call it a crispy pillow.
That's a very good description.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta keep talking. Right?
Yeah. No, but the crunch and the chew—that's yeah. mm-hmm. what you want in a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You want that.
Yeah.
The crunch right off the bat,
and then the chew,
and you keep chewing. Now the speck on that egg are gorgeous.
The speck, yes. Yeah.
It is. It's that breakfast yeah. feeling.
I would eat this every day for breakfast, frankly. So,
do you make house calls?
Yeah.
What does it take to get Tom to swirl his way over to my house?
He just has to twist my arm.
Deliver this over to my house. Tomorrow.
Okay. Egg pizza, fellow foodies, do yourself a favor and go there.
Mm-hmm.
Just go there
yeah.
on your first trip. Come back the next day. Go somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Keep coming back.
Yeah.
Is this the time to go to this pizza here?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, what are we doing?
So this is my personal favorite. This is the shrimp pizza. So the same thing again, the house-made mozzarella. The shrimp, which we actually put on raw because it cooks in the oven. So it doesn't make the shrimp rubbery. It's actually got a nice texture to it. Fresh basil, lemon zest, a tiny bit of red pepper flake, and then our chili basil dipping sauce that comes with our calamari is topping that.
Chili basil dipping sauce.
It's sweet, not hot.
I know, I'm on a quiver.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to dive into this pizza as soon as we do our trivia question, because the time has come, fellow foodies, to see who knows the right answer to the question. Again, whoever gets to us first on our email is going to receive a Humble Pie gift certificate so you can have this egg pizza and this shrimp pizza and Tom Kaufman and Tony Eaton for your very own at Humble Pie. Anyway, as we talked about, there's a number of Humble Pies across the Grand Canyon State, and we want to know, what year did Humble Pie first open its first location? Okay, so not the one in Tucson. There's one up in Phoenix somewhere, which was the flagship restaurant. Yep. We want to know, what year did the first Humble Pie... Oh, Tom, put your phone down. You're not eligible. You can't win. On the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. The first person with the right answer is going to get a Humble Pie gift certificate, and we are going to take a quick commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to round out this delicious broadcast with this shrimp pizza and a great salad that I can't even begin to put into words. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQDH. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Thanks for listening, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and we're broadcasting live from Humble Pie, La Encantada Shopping Center. John Farlow has chili basil oil drizzling down his chin as he's going in to the shrimp pizza.
Listen to this crunch.
Oh, you can. Oh, John, I heard that.
See?
I heard the crunch and surround sound.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up.
It is perfect.
This is John Farlow you're listening to, the real Farlow on Twitter,
he's
on Instagram.
He's not speaking, but he's eating.
He's not speaking, but anyway, he's our celebrity co-host. We also have the owner, the man behind the magic here at Humble Pie and the Living Room Wine Cafe and Lounge, our good friend Tom Kaufman. And for his On the Menu Live debut, and isn't he doing a great job?
He's doing a great
Tony Eden, Director of Research and Development. Now, we actually kind of joked about the title at your expense. So what does a Director of Research and Development do for Tom Kaufman? Other than eat and drink and say we like this, we don't like this. We like this, we don't like this.
That's very complicated.
Yeah, look at him. He's sweating. He's sweating.
Pretty much.
He's like, my boss is sitting right next to me, Russell.
He comes up with terms like pillowy dough and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. No, I pretty much do a little bit of everything. So my main job is to handle pretty much opening operations, but I also, we spend a lot of time going out and R&D. We go and try other places out. If we like something, then we try and develop it as our own. But as Tom will say, you can't recreate the wheel with food. So, I mean, it's...
Seriously. That's right. Now, let me ask you, Tom. I'm going to put you on the spot. So you put your microphone a little closer to your mouth there. Right. I know you had to make room for the spec on this egg pizza. So Living Room and Humble Pie have been warmly embraced by the Southern Arizona community. And I just got to, I mean, just take a look around Tom Kaufman. So our listeners want to know, what's next for Tom Kaufman? I mean, he's probably thinking, well, you know, I got two places. Actually, I got, 14 or 15 places, right? give me some time, Matt. But there's only so much Tom Kaufman to go around. But kind of looking around town for something fun, something new, something fresh?
Downtown? The
breaking
sounds,
news.
A living room downtown sounds like fun, doesn't
it? Oh, it does sound like fun.
Oh, Tom. I mean,
like an alternative, a wine bar alternative downtown sounds like a lot of fun.
Are we breaking news? We're not breaking news, Dad. He just said it sounds fun.
Well, I think
it'd
be great. As a board member of the Rialto Theater, I think it would be great to have we got one a living room down there. So,
all right, seriously, yeah, okay. I mean, downtown. When I first moved to Tucson in 1978, I remember reading about the downtown revitalization of the Tucson Citizen, a paper that I delivered as a kid. I am just so happy to see that that finally happened 40-something years later. Oh, yeah. Downtown is alive, it's well, it's vibrant. And I love what I love about Southern Arizona is kind of there's different pockets of fun. So downtown, great. Foothills, La Encantada, great. No matter where you are, there's something fun going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and this is a, I mean, this is such a good location. The patio is amazing at this place. So, I mean, you look out all over the valley, so... Yeah.
It's beachfront.
It
I mean, look at the view. It's amazing, the view here. It's stunning.
Only we had an ocean.
We might one day. If some people's prayers get answered. But the shrimp pizza, Tony Eaton. Oh. So you've got that. There's a little bit of a kiss of spice at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's sort of, you got this kind of multi-dimensional experience because you got that great pop on that shrimp.
Yeah.
And I think you said you put it raw on the pizza.
Yes.
And that was in a sort of inspired because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be dried out if you cook the shrimp and put it on. Mm-hmm. So you got this wonderful pop.
Yeah.
You got the creaminess of that cheese. You got the basil chili oil. You got hot. Then you got sort of that earthiness of that basil.
Uh-huh.
And that's a pizza for crying out loud.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, Joe.
It's sweet. It's spicy. Oh, it's so good.
It covers the gamut.
It really does.
It covers the gamut. Yeah. Okay. And then there was a great salad. Now, John said that his wife loves,
the salads
here.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
Let's find out
huge.
Why. So this is, as I said, it is majestic in its monstrosity. Now, did you make a salad because John Farlow and Matt Russell were going to be sharing one, or is this actually
is the actual size?
An actual size salad.
That is the large size salad. So I always recommend, if you're hungry, you're a hungry guy, you can put one away by yourself, but this is meant to share for a table.
Okay, has anybody actually ever finished one of these salads?
I did one today.
You did one today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag
as you were digging into your deliciousness. Okay, so what do we got here, Tony?
This is the veggie salad.
Okay.
So the one I described before, but it's got fresh avocado, white beans, green beans, radicchio, basil, romaine. It's fresh house mozzarella in there, and it's topped with a Italian herb dressing.
Oh. Beautiful. I'm going in.
Grape tomatoes, yeah, too.
Grape tomatoes, yes.
We're all about ripe tomatoes.
Yeah. Mm.
Beautiful.
That is so fresh.
It's like a symphony of flavors, and what I love about this salad is it's got a bit of a delicate chop to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not... You don't need a knife to go after the lettuce.
Yeah.
You don't have these big chunks of iceberg. Yeah. You know, they've thoughtfully chopped it a bit, so it's easy to manage. You've adorned it with this beautiful fan of avocado, fresh avocado, beautiful bounty of color and flavor. John, you're eating a salad.
I expect a video to be popping out right now because, oh, my God.
Hey, Lorna, Donnie. John Farlow is eating a salad right now.
I'm actually eating a salad.
Now, the entire restaurant is jumping to their feet, John. This is a historic milestone.
No, it's just his doctor called today, and I just had to take care of him.
Anyway, we've just given our listeners but a taste, but a tease of what the Humble Pie concept is all about. Great pizzas, wonderful inspired foods. The cuisine is great. If you're not a fan of this sort of artisanal craft pizza, there's wonderful things on the menu for you to choose from. It's easy to digest. It's easy to kind of navigate the menu. Tom's talking about some killer wines here. You got local beers on draft. I'm having a GPA for a libation.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Tell our listeners what I'm enjoying.
Okay, so the GPA is the Dragoon IPA, and then we put Deep Eddy grapefruit vodka in there. So if you're a Shandy fan, you'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
But it's got that strong IPA, you know, piney flavor, and then you got that fresh grapefruit in there.
It really is kind of that Shandy feel.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, we want everybody to come in here to Humble Pie. John and I aren't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah,
the party is going to keep going on. It's keep going to be going strong. And then living room tonight, late night, when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
And hours of operation in living room, too. We want to remind all of our listeners about them.
Yes, living room opens 11 a.m. during the week, 10 a.m. on the weekends for brunch. And then we close at midnight, usually Fridays and Saturdays. We stay open a little bit later.
Great. And people can find Humble Pie and Living Room all over social media, Facebook.
Yep.
I love your pictures. I mean, you look at the imagery on the Humble Pie Italian Living Room Facebook pages, and you like run. Or as Tom does, he swirls over to the next Kaufman concept. Anyway, Tony Eden of Humble Pie Living Room, thank you so much for opening up your place for us to enjoy a great culinary and cocktail experience. I love everything that you guys are about.
Thank you
seriously.
Very much.
Tom Kaufman,
thank you.
I don't know what to say, man. I love you. I really do. Anyway, thanks so much. John Farlow, thanks for everything.
Always good.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on the menu live early next week. In the meantime, Matt Russell, John Farlow reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies.